Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent here with John and with today's question. It's interesting to hear how different people around the world refer to Jesus. Some call him Lord, others Messiah, some even call him Jehovah. Well, in the first chapter of his gospel account, the Apostle John introduces Jesus as the Word. He says, quote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God." It seems like a strange way to refer to Jesus. What is the significance of that phrase, the Word? John?
Well, most scholars believe that there was a common use of the word Word, which in Greek was logos, that philosophers at that time referred to the Word, the logos, as the spiritual power in the universe, the one who created, the power that made everything that existed. That seems to be what is behind John's use of that word. The pagan world, recognizing that everything had to come from someone and that personhood had to come from some kind of person, saw that there had to be a source, there had to be a first cause, there had to be, if you will, God. They identified that as the logos that spoke everything into existence. And so John, recognizing the familiarity of the use of that term to describe the creative power, the creative source, simply says, the Word is Christ, and He was in the beginning with God and was God. And he goes on to say that the Word is the one who reveals God. We've seen Him. We've seen His glory, John 1:14, full of grace and truth. And that's how he introduces the whole gospel, which is the story of Jesus Christ, who is the Word.
If you'd like more in-depth teaching from the book of John, go to MacArthurCommentaries.com.